So what's up, Alexander?
well, Alex, as I said, I've been slightly feeling slightly low today, but more than slightly low. As I said, three of my friends now are seriously ill with the corona, and one of them
Tested positive.
is tested positive, and one of them, when I say seriously ill, extremely seriously ill, to the point of going to hospital, and she's got it
What's
all. She's got a severe fever. She's got an extraordinarily bad cough, and apparently, when you get it really badly, it just doesn't stop, and it just exhausts you. And she's also got breathing problems. So, I mean, she's very seriously ill. She's looking at hospital treatment, respirators and all that. She was a guest at our wedding, and on top of everything else, there's, she's only 30. So, I mean, we're just worried about her. We're worried about our other friends too. I get the sense, by the way, that that here in Britain things are starting to break down. And just to give you a sense of where we are, we're doing about 7 to 8,000 tests a day. We have a population of 70 million. Russia is doing 36,000 tests a day. Germany's doing about 70,000. Now, Germany has a population a bit bigger than Britain's, about 90 million. Russia has roughly double the population that we have. But the Russians will be at least at German levels by the end of this week. And we had 563 deaths over the last 24 hours, as compared with the roughly 440 to 500 cases, confirmed cases that the Russians have. So we are in a very grim way. I mean, I can't say it otherwise. I mean, it looks as if administration is slowly starting to grind down. I mean, things are working, shops are working. We're still getting muddled messages, and I see people out and about in the streets taking it far too casually, in my opinion.
You said you know three people that had it, the other two have recovered,
No, they're not recovered. Nobody's
but
recovered,
they're better.
but they're better.
Did they go to
But
the hospital or
they
no?
haven't had to go to hospital.
Okay.
But this person, she looks as if she's going to have to go to hospital, and that's going to be, that could mean respirators, and you do not want to be on a respirator when you're in your thirties.
A ventilator, you
A
mean?
ventilator, sorry, I meant a ventilator. I mean, the thing about ventilators is apparently if you're on a ventilator for a long time, it can do long-term damage. I
Does
mean,
she
that's the
smoke?
No, she doesn't smoke, at least not much, but she's young, she
She's young.
socializes. She was, in fact, very much of a party person, which is fine. I mean, a
Fine,
person who
absolutely.
liked to go to clubs and things of that kind. She used to mix with lots of people. And I mean, the other thing she used to do, which I used to do when I was her age, she used to walk from work. She used to, she works in Baker Street and she lives in North London. So it was about 45 minutes walk from work and back. I mean, this was exercise, but of course,
Yeah.
it brought her into contact with all kinds of people, and there we are.
It's terrible.
So it's not good. I mean, it simply isn't good. I
I
mean,
don't
it's
know
a,
anyone. I don't know anyone that's
no.
personally that has tested positive. So you're the first
Well,
person that I know
I
that
know.
knows three
Yeah,
people
I
have
know.
tested positive.
I think the situation in Britain is worse than people know, because it's and the two people who are still well, I mean, they had a real struggle getting themselves tested. So, I mean, it
I
gives you
mean, they
some
told
idea.
you that it's nasty.
Oh, it is
What did they tell you
nasty.
about, like the bug? You know, like when you're sick, you have
Yeah,
like a bad
I mean, all
flu.
right, okay. It's much worse than any flu. I mean, this is what I've heard from those who've had it. Those three people who've had it. To give it, the one who's going to hospital is much worse. But the other two, what they tell me is that you get an incredibly bad headaches, temperature of around 38 degrees, which
Yeah,
is
that's not
hot.
bad.
It's
That's hot,
not
but
bad. The
it's
trouble is it doesn't stop. That
not.
that's the problem. That debilitates you, and then you have this terrible rasping cough, which doesn't stop, and that's that. You're coughing basically constantly all the time, and the other thing is it then sort of seems to go into sort of remission. So you think you're getting better, And then it just comes back again. And they tell me it's the weirdest disease of this kind they've ever had. Now, those two people, I should say, one of them is in his 70s. So, you know, well, he's very much in the sort of danger, you know, age. Okay. But he's not had it as badly as my first friend. So, okay. You know, it tells you that things are not well. And mind you, we're not on the state of Italy. Italy's just a nightmare. As far as I can make it out. Now, as far as I can make it out, Germany and the Netherlands have it, well, sort of under control. I mean, the reason they got more confirmed cases in Germany, I think, is because they're testing much more. But pretty much everywhere else in Europe is just falling apart now. And Cyprus, I think you have it reasonably under control, but then you're an island.
We had 58 today. We have 58 today, and now they're putting military onto the streets.
Well, I don't think that's
under control, but I think they've taken it a little.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see what good that does. I mean, what they're supposed to do, shoot people? That seems crazy to me. What are the military going to achieve in this situation? I mean, unless people, I mean, that's going to just, I'd say, exacerbate the situation. Better organize people to, you know, get ramp up testing, ramp up hospitals. If I know Greece, I was speaking to a friend of mine in Greece yesterday, and they tell me that the whole situation there is paralyzed and no one's doing anything, and there's virtually no testing of any kind being done. Well, that's true.
To the video. Yeah, that's okay. Well, we're going to discuss two countries in our next video in particular.
Yeah.
That are interesting cases for what's going on with the CV. Yeah. But did you see the tweet from Trump?
No, tell me.
It has nothing to do with CV, but here it is. Upon information and belief. I don't know what he means by that. Upon information and belief, Iran or its proxies are planning a sneak attack on U.S. troops and assets in Iraq. If this happens, period. So he says, if this happens, period, Iran will pay a heavy price indeed, exclamation mark.
Dear. So now it's where it looked as if things were getting better. Now it looks like the Pompeos are back. So as I said, that's very, very, very worrying. I hadn't seen that, to be honest.
I just pulled it up right now. I just got the notification.
Dear. Well, that's very bad news. As I said, it suggests to me that he's swinging back behind the hardliners again, which I did not expect. Actually, I thought that we were not going to see that kind of thing. But here we go. So, I mean, you know, as we discussed yesterday, I mean, the US needs a war in the Middle East like a hole in the head. If they go down that route, then I mean, they're going to lose it. I mean, they really will.
Incredible. Any other news that you want to discuss before we get to our video? Anything that's
I think that's probably it at the moment. I mean, I don't really
explain real quick that Daily Mail. What your inference was on the Daily Mail article?
Well, there was an article
there was
this interesting article which actually looks and compares figures of death rates in Italy last year and this year. And I mean, it shows that deaths from
2018,
causes,
I think.
2018, which is the latest year apparently available. So, Lombardy gets around 7,000 to 8,000 deaths normally a month. It got that this last month.
In 2018. Yeah,
that's
okay.
Right.
So that's 8,000 deaths in 2008, normal deaths.
So apparently this March it's been double that, and that seems to be related to the corona. Now, can I just say, I mean, Italy is just off the scale, and Lombardy is the worst place in Italy. So, but it does suggest to me that, you know, people who are saying this is all a hoax, well, it isn't a hoax in Italy. I mean, there may be all kinds of reasons why it's far worse in Italy than elsewhere, but lots of reasons, but it's clearly a major disaster for Italy and for the Italian people. By the way, I understand that things in southern Italy now are close to breaking point. People are running out of food. There've been, you know, military police, brought out to stop shops being raided, all that sort of thing.
And to wrap it up, Alexander, before we get to our video again, I want to ask you about the WhatsApp message that you sent me with the Guardian article on the EU, where you said that they they agree with our videos now. So the Guardians agree with our analysis.
What absolutely.
I mean, I didn't have time to read it. I've been
I'm not
editing videos and doing so much work that I just
I know you have. You've been, absolutely. I mean, God knows. I mean, it's been a hard time for everybody. But what the Guardian article was saying, I mean, bear in mind, the Guardian is the most extreme pro-EU newspaper in Britain. Incredibly, it's even got an article today, an editorial, a comment piece. So, you know, we shouldn't have left the EU. I mean, it's they're still grinding on about that. But this article admits that the EU is in an existential moment, that it might not survive this crisis. So that's what we've been saying. That's what the Guardian is now saying. So, you know,
the Guardian to say it.
The Guardian to say it, absolutely, yeah. So, I mean, yeah. So they still want us to stay. They still want us to go back. Something that they're admitting is about to fall apart.
You want the UK to go back? It's going to collapse. Yeah,
collapse. I mean,
makes a lot of sense.
Doesn't seem vastly logical to me, but you know, you can read it. You can read it there. And if you want to go to their website, the article that's, you know, the article which is all about going back in, or at least saying what a bad idea Brexit is, by a man called Raphael Burke, who is a devoted Remainer and all that. But I mean, it's
I'll read the article later tonight. All right, let's get to our video.
Yeah.